That dude, I was watching. Fuck, was I? I was watching some sport with Phil. I think it was just golf, and they no, it couldn't have been golf because there were AIDS pills commercials. Anyway, there was HIV pills commercials, and I was like, "Dad, you're gonna need some of those." And he was like, "What's that? What's that?" And he started watching the commercial, and he was like, "What?" I was like, "Cause you have gay AIDS." And he was like, he got so upset. It's so funny. Just being like, "Dad, you're gonna need some of this." I forget the name of the pill. It's just two gay dudes like sitting on a dock, being like, "We have it. We're good. You know, it's great."
Don't think
it's
it was great. To help keep you free from the risk of HIV. From the makers of Truvada, there's another PrEP option, Descovy for PrEP, a once daily prescription medicine that helps lower the chances of getting HIV through sex. It's not for everyone. Descovy for PrEP has not been studied in people assigned female at birth. Talk to your doctor to find out if it's right for you.
Great. Why wouldn't that be golf? Aren't golfers
Golf,
would be
no
more
way they
gay.
Would be advertising.
You think golf's strictly
Phil's still anti-Tiger Woods, dude.
He's
Gotten
still
that
holding
beef.
It down for
Yeah.
him philandering?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, Tiger's the man. Tiger is the man.
He was saying he was a cheater.
And then he was like, I heard he fucked this other golfer, Duffner's wife. That's when it's fucked up. And I was like, this seems like a Duffner problem. Bringing your wife to a hotel with other golfers and she ends up banging Tiger Woods.
Is that a Gillis issue? Is a Duffner
That's a
problem?
Duffner problem.
For sure.
And then I looked into
Also, you should have been better at
Duffner's
golf.
Wife. Duffner's wife also banged a couple other players.
Yeah.
So that's not a Tiger thing. He was just
Yeah.
bringing a whore in.
Yeah, he married a whore.
He had a whore wife.
And
A hot
you
whore
weren't
wife.
good enough at golf to
Duffner was
keep her
nasty.
whore powers in check.
Duffner, and then I looked up Duffner and he was a little chubby guy.
Really?
Real sad thing. To have you, dude, imagine if.
Cucked nationally?
Cucked by Tiger Woods, and you played against him, and he just fucked you up every week in golf.
And
boned
your wife.
And he banged your wife.
Are golf wives typically sluts?
Yes.
Okay.
They must be, dude. They're only marrying white dorks.
True.
That are millionaires.
True.
They have to be sluts.
Yeah, and they're never golfers. Typically, we got actually some heat for making fun of golfers.
But yeah, golfers get so dude, they have that Phil gene. I think golfers have gay AIDS. And they're all like, "What? Golf's
think
a hell
about
of a
it.
sport."
It's the perfect sport for you to get cheated on. You're gone reliably. Like nobody golfs and
yeah.
comes right back. You're gone 8 hours a day. The fucking walls
yeah.
are down, dude.
And Tiger's in
if,
the hotel. Tiger Woods is in the hotel.
Exactly.
Known billionaire.
Yeah, true. The thing you're doing every
Jacked.
Weekend, they just watch it on TV.
Greatest of all time at the thing your husband does.
Yeah. Comes through the hotel, signs an autograph. It's a wrap. Just to get you back for being gone every Saturday. You should be home with the kids. You work Monday through Friday, then you leave all day Saturday. Unacceptable.
I'm going to blow one of your coworkers.
Just hit balls in the backyard, dude.
True.
You don't got to go do it.
Duffner.
Just hit them.
Shout out Duffner. That might be my new favorite.
Yeah,
little chubby guy,
just getting cucked.
And I think he sucks now. I think after since the cucking,
dude, I wouldn't be able to play.
I would, yeah, you'd have to quit, or you have to kill your wife,
or no, because he wouldn't get alimony. Yeah, because I would say if they got divorced and he had to pay her,
they did get divorced.
Did he? But yeah, but he's right. He doesn't have to like pay her alimony, does he? I think you can get cheated on yourself to pay alimony.
Probably
if you're Duffner, if you got that much money. So he might just.
Are
be
you guys
paying.
Looking at Duffner's hot wife?
No, I'm looking at Duffner.
Duffner's the man.
Yo, check, pull up his bae. How many do you think Tiger Woods?
I've heard Duffner's Bay is hot.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
And she's in there just fucking dudes in the hotel. That rules. It's actually cool. Tiger continues to dominate.
Is he still good?
And then I think he endorses Trump. He's so funny.
Does he?
I believe.
Huh. I think Trump's
a lot of great athletes have endorsed the dog.
He's all about winning, dude.
He's all about winning, and they're also retarded winners. All these extremely great athletes are also retarded winners. So, like, Tom Brady, Conor McGregor,
yeah.
Masvidal, Tiger. That's a sick squad.
Pretty good, man. A lot of internet. dude, there's definitely a little – the breeze is blowing, man, because there's a lot of the internet personalities, a couple of them that I follow, are starting to, like, double down real hard on on like the right, basically.
Jimmy Gaffigan came out hard on
what did
Trump
Gaffigan
dog.
Say?
He unleashed fury on Trump, man.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
And people were like, "Fuck Gaffigan." It's like, no, Gaffigan's the man.
What did he say?
Let
about,
the boy roll, dude.
What did he say about the Trump man?
He was just, you know, he just had a spaz. He's like, "Trump's a fucking con man. Fuck this. This guy sucks."
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
His seemed legit. I don't know why. Well, I guess because he never said it ever until now. But Gaffigan's seemed. I don't know. Usually I'm very critical if I think somebody's being phony or like virtue signaling. His seemed legit. I guess you'd have to see it.
Did he do the Hot Pocket voice at all?
I was thinking that too. Where it's like, it's such a hard thing to be like, we need to come together as a country. And so I'm like, hey, I like that guy. That's my president. Hey, mister.
What's Tiger up to?
Did you watch the Tiger Woods doc at all?
No.
Bro.
What's he up to?
Bruh. I have never felt, I know I've told you this before. One of my biggest regrets was being a chick about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Disgusted. Now, I came around like that year.
When you were pissed at
just
him
one South Park episode, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm being gay as fuck about this. But the Tiger Woods doc on ESPN it's fucking awesome. And it shows like his dad. I mean, Tiger started golfing when he was like one.
Yeah.
He was like on Carson golfing. He was on like the Tonight Show.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. But his whole life, he was going to be the best ever. His dad, like, forced him to be that. And then, obviously, he became the best ever. And then it turns out he fucked a lot of chicks while he was a, you know, billionaire, yeah, best athlete in the world.
Yeah.
And the journalists, like, I'm becoming the guy who hates journalists. Not that I have any underlying reasons, but.
Yeah.
But. I remember when I was younger and I watched Green Street Hooligans. Mm-hmm. You remember that? They're like, you're not a fucking journo, are you? Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is their problem against journalists? Now I'm fully like, yeah, journalists suck.
Yeah.
These guys from the National Enquirer followed him. He was fucking this waitress, a Perkins waitress.
Ooh, Tiger's come on now.
He was fucking everybody.
Ooh, but, hold on a second. That's just something to be said for that guy's fucking libido, dude.
Perkins waitress.
I mean, who doesn't go into
fucking... Also, he was going to Vegas a lot with, yeah, Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan. The three of them would go out in Vegas.
Yeah, dude.
And they would... what do you think those guys were doing?
I mean, dude.
Just hanging out with the fellas?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine... It's got to be something of like a... You know the game Paperboy for Nintendo? It's got to be something of like a Paperboy route for those guys. To like not get pussy. It must just be like... You must be falling into it.
Yeah.
It's got to be honestly annoying to the point where it's like, dude, like, yeah, enough.
Anyway, this is the craziest part. So he's been fucking this chick. People from the National Enquirer, I think it was what it was, followed him in their car. They went and fucked in their car behind a building.
That's low.
She took her tampon out and threw it on the street. One of the journalists went and picked it up for proof.
It's pretty tight, actually.
What a disgusting weasel. And then they brought it to Tiger's team's attention. What happened?
They took the tampon.
They were like, we have the fucking tampon, dude. We know you fucked the Perkins waitress.
He fucked a Perkins waitress, yeah, who was on her period.
Because he rules.
That's tight. No, I'm
isn't that
you,
nice to know?
Yeah.
That even Tiger would fuck a Perkins waitress.
You think he fucked someone who worked at Baskin-Robbins 31, too?
Almost definitely.
Do you think if he went to the KFC Taco Bell combination, he was like, I need one of each employee?
I'm sure that's where you're starting to get to the line.
KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. He was like, I'm going to have a foursome, dude, with a representative from each franchise. That's fucking... So he fucked a Perkins waitress
They bring the tampon to Tiger's team, and they say, hey, we got you. And then they blackmail him into doing the cover of Men's Fitness, which is the owner of National Enquirer also owns Men's Fitness, or did at the time. What? So they were just like, all right, well, we won't release it if you just do this for us. So he had to do this thing for them. While they blackmailed him so they could make money. Like, it was...
Yeah, exactly.
And then he has a fucking press conference.
Yeah.
Once he got caught, eventually he got caught. But yeah, eventually the hoes couldn't keep...
Yeah.
They had to yap.
It's a house of cards, bro.
You're not going to... And in their defense, I'd be pussy bragging too.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Which is what they were doing. They were pussy... They were dong bragging.
Yeah.
It's a good dong to brag.
It's also, too, kind of a thing where I think on some level he knew what he was doing. It's like... He wanted to hit the old reset button on his life.
I think so. Yeah, for sure. And they kind of alluded to that in the documentary. But he gets in trouble. Then he has to have a press conference for like 80 people.
Yeah.
Just sitting in this room and everyone's very like, this is so sad.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, I got pussy? I don't know what that noise is. Anyway, what
he's
I was trying to get
at. He was an adulterer, yeah.
He was an adulterer. Who cares? And then... Well, look, it's bad. Yeah. That's it.
It's not the nicest thing.
Yeah. But he got into, like, being a Navy SEAL for a little while and, like, doing his own thing.
He loved
like, scuba diving and trying to be a Navy SEAL. And it was like, no, dude, golf.
I
don't like when they start to retire and want to do other things.
I support it, dude.
No.
Tiger, dude, doing Navy SEAL. First of all, the guy... Nobody wants to come as bad as him. So that's the only thing. If you can't come like you used to, SEAL training.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
He was
dude.
Going like in their like training facilities, like door to door, like breaking in.
Fuck,
like,
dude, the
clearing
fucking
houses
rules,
with
dude.
Them. Yeah,
the guy's trying to live it. He's had his life dictated to him his entire life by other people.
Yeah,
he fucked his way out of it, swag, and then did SEAL training. Awesome.
And then
he comes back and he's
comes back and won the Masters like last year,
dude. Yeah, the dude rules, man.
Yeah, I hate myself for ever doubting him.
You couldn't help it. You're in a heavy household.
I'm very Catholic. And exactly. When I hear somebody commit adultery, I hate it. Matt, I'll tell you what. When I heard about your divorce, it made me sick to my damn
stomach.
Dude,
I'm telling you. I think my dad judges me, I think.
Does he really?
not to my face, but he'll be like, you know, that guy, he's on his third wife, obviously. And I'm like, I'm on my fucking second, bro. What the fuck?
A second. Chill.
Come on, bro.
He said third to you before?
And he's like, you guys been married three times, obviously. Fucking I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man?
All right, whatever, guy who's been married three times. All right, what kind of insult is that?
It's like my dad just like constantly talks to me about how annoying girls are, and then he's like, this guy's been divorced like three times.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like, no,
I get his point. I get his point.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought up divorce. I was just joking. Now let's try to keep it funky. Keep it funky.